This is a 19-year-old Finnish neo-Nazi. This is their infamous Independence Day parade that keeps getting bigger every year. Here, 20 minutes later, we're surrounded by police stuck in the middle of anti-fascist protesters. Every year, on Finland's Independence Day, nationalists organize a march.
Biggest street in Helsinki. Yeah. We smoke right now.
In recent years, the more radical part of the march has grown, and especially more young, masked demonstrators have been successfully recruited.
White people are inventors, while these blackies in fucking Africa are just throwing spears at each other. Absolutely, we're more valuable and more superior.
The left. This white men, they're cuckolds and masochists, and they like being humiliated and their country being taken away from them.
Opposing the nationalists are anti-fascists. There are 3,000 of them.
What should we do to Nazis?
Kill them all!
I think these people should be masturbating. It would be much more patriotic than whatever the fuck this circus is.
I am a Finnish patriot and a nationalist.
Finnish people need more spine. They need to drop their balls.
My ancestors have fought for this land and our culture, so I have to do the same.
Are you racist?
You respect me, I respect you. I'm not racist.
I'm racist in the way that I don't want everyone to be here. For example, I love to travel. But why do you travel? You want to see another country, their culture, their people. If everyone is here, it destroys every beauty of every culture.
What do you think about it, the march?
Hey, it is great, man. It's a good experience.
Yeah.
Yes, it's good for a South African to see how you guys celebrate your Independence Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So lovely, lovely experience.
The nationalists' route led from the central railway station to the Parliament House. The atmosphere was ominous, as a record number of nationalists occupied Helsinki's largest street.
Okay.
Far-right movements have been on the rise across Europe in recent years. Finland has been no exception. Many of those involved in the parade openly embrace fascist ideology. Nearly everyone we interviewed in the march identified themselves as racist.
Okay.
The parade is clearly unsettling for people in Helsinki.
Okay.
Gross. Awful. We don't need no more racism in Finland.
For some, it provokes open anger.
I think it's the embarrassment of Finland that these Nazis are here, out and proud. Independence Day to me means that I get to be here telling these Nazis to fuck off.
Nazi, ota maski vittu! Ota maski vittu! No niin! Niin mä veikkasinkin.
Next, we arrive at the Parliament House.
Why did you come here?
For my ideology and for my people.
What is your ideology?
Fascism. I believe in the safeguard of my people and my land.
Well, I want my race and people to survive. It's the only thing that matters to me.
What is the problem with immigrants?
They're violent, their culture is so different to ours, and they follow different religions that endorse violence against white people.
I see them as a threat to our survival, and they also hurt us economically and culturally.
It shows in the fact that we have people literally hopping over the border, not even going through customs into the country.
Are you afraid that Russia will attack Finland?
No, Russia is weak. Fuck Putin.
I think Russia is controlled by the same kosher clique as Finland, and there's no reason for them to attack us.
This is Tuukka Kuru, chairman of a small Finnish extreme nationalist party. The radical blue-black party had been banned earlier for its fascist features, but it was re-registered last spring.
What brings you here today?
Well, I'm hardcore nationalist myself, and I think this is the way to awake new generation of Finnish youngsters who can share the same ideals that there should be something else than just pure consumerism and living in this kind of Netflix global homo society. Many young men are ruthless and they are angry. They want to be part of some larger extended family. And I think nationalism is a solution for those guys.
We are now going to Töölöntori. Last year it was crazy.
When these two groups collide, they don't have any understanding between each other.
After the parade, the nationalists hold a second, more relaxed march. Every year, the nationalist 612 march is met by a large crowd of anti-fascists. If these two groups were to reach each other, a violent clash would likely break out. Because of the risk of conflict, the Independence Day protests are among the largest police operations of the year. This year, the police have successfully blocked every possible route to Töölöntori.
Let's see if this mass of people are gonna get there or if there's gonna be another wall of police.
The anti-fascists have found a new location on a nearby street.
We finally found a way.
We got a glimpse of the radical left as we interviewed revolutionary communists and system-hating anarchists. It was raining and cold as fuck. We had to know why they had come out on this cold, rainy evening.
I don't want Nazis here in Helsinki. I don't want to give them space as owning the Finnish nationality. Like, my grandfather fought for this country, and I don't think what he meant to be was people not tolerating each other.
Do you love Finland?
Of course, I was born and raised here. I love the healthcare system, I love the kindness of people, I love how we can all come together.
Compared to the nationalist parade earlier, the atmosphere was entirely different. While drumming, a mix of countless different flags and a disorganized crowd created a chaotic protest.
What do you think of Nazis? Why are we here today?
Protest the fact that Nazis are allowed to have a public space and they shouldn't be allowed to speak on anything or spread hate.
What are you guys defending here?
We are defending everybody's freedom to live, and we are here against Nazis in Finland.
I'm defending people's rights and...
Do you guys want to tell us about your signs a little bit?
This says Nazis under the ground, and this one says beat up a Nazi. Because Nazis are bad and they spread hate and they kill people.
I don't want Nazis anywhere. They're bad people, they spread hatred and cause chaos everywhere they go.
Nazis focus a lot on immigration. Why do you think that is?
They're scared and they're uneducated.
I don't even know. I don't know why people are racist. They should change their opinion because it's nothing really that deep.
What do you think that we should do to them?
Eliminate them.
What's happening? To everyone who is not subscribed to Nonsense Egg TV, they are spreading hateful rhetoric and messaging against minorities, which is us three.
And actually, we are the greatest minority in the world. So they fed black people.
Everyone who hates us is should be put into maybe killed, okay? Maybe killed, I think.
What do you think about the people who are demonstrating against you?
They're race traitors. They should be killed.
They're the worst scum of the earth. I can't hate them enough.
What should we do to Nazis?
Kill them all!
They've been brainwashed by mostly, like, parents and stuff. And I truly hope that one day they realize that the ideals they're following is against their country and their people.
I think they need help, therapy, maybe psychological help.
The leftist white men, they're cuckolds and masochists, and they like being humiliated and their country being taken away from them. And I don't think there's any way to cure them from that. They just need to be liquidated.
What do you think of the guys that are in the 6th-12th March?
They're asses.
Why?
Because they're intolerant, racist people.
I think they're traitors. Our country, our heritage, everything.
Since the invasion of Ukraine, Russia has become a more concrete threat to Finland's security. We wanted to know whether the demonstrators would defend Finland if Russia attacked. In Finland, all men are required to complete military service.
If Russia attacked, would you go to the war?
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Of course, we are ready to defend Finland, but at the same time, I'm conflicted about the reason why am I dying for this country in its current state.
Do you think the anarchists there would go to war?
No.
If Russia attacked Finland, would you go to the war?
Most likely not. I'm a pacifist. I would try to help otherwise.
Yeah. I've been in the army, yeah, definitely. I still have 10 good years before retirement. So
I wouldn't defend the current government, but if we had a nationalist government, I would defend it.
Who would be in nationalist government?
Anybody that's openly racist and ethno-nationalist, I support them.
As the evening progressed and the nationalists drew closer, the atmosphere grew increasingly tense. Despite police efforts, a few counter-protesters had slipped onto the route of the nationalist parade.
Sorry, what was the question?
Oh, independence. I think it's my duty as a Finnish person of this independent nation to be here and telling these Nazis that they don't have a place over here. Independence means freedom for everybody here and not just idiots who think it belongs only to them. This kind of shit in Finland is embarrassing to me. And it does get bigger every year, but so does, fortunately, the opposition here of us screaming to the Nazis.
We need to destroy the system and rebuild it.
Destroy the system. What do you mean by that?
I mean that capitalism has gone too far and we need to... Capitalism is destroying everything we love and capitalism doesn't work at all.
And what works?
Socialism or communism, maybe?
I'm on the sides of the climate, I'm on the sides of the poor people, and I'm on the sides of humanity. Nazism isn't, it's the opposite. Our politicians, they don't know what's the feeling on the streets, and yeah. I wish more politicians would be here as well.
What do you think of Independence Day?
I think it should be a celebration to celebrate Finland and not some nationalist bullshit.
But what actually is nationalist bullshit?
How old are you?
19.
17. What does Finnish identity mean to you?
Being white, being Finnish, being independent.
Do you think white people are better than other races?
In Finland, yes. In their own countries, they're better than us.
Are you racist?
Yes.
Yes.
We need to be independent, we need to be white. There are so many immigrants that is taking the places of white children, white people, and we cannot afford that.
Do you hate brown people?
I don't necessarily hate them. I just see that they are not part of my family. This nation was built by the Finns for the Finns. So all those other people are just tourists.
So are you racist?
Yes, I am. Definitely. I think that the Finnish people, for me, they are more important than any other nation. If I make that kind of bold statement that the Finns are more important than any other, then I have a hierarchy.
If all of us were replaced by the Japanese, who usually pay more taxes, they're less criminal, somebody could argue their culture's better or whatever. I still wouldn't want that because I like how we do things.
I used to be a libertarian, but then I slowly got radicalized. It started with like anti-Islam and anti-immigration, but now I'm just racist and anti-Semitic and I don't care anymore.
What is the biggest problem in Finland right now?
I think it's the apathy of the Finnish people to their impending destruction.
What's happening right now in Europe is catastrophic. These people who come from the Middle East, it's really horrible because they have this Sharia law system, and it's a really horrific system because it brings its policy in the European borders, inside the European borders, like in Finland as well.
What do you think is the biggest problem now in Finland?
Liberalism.
Jews are running society, women need to shut the fuck up, blacks need to be imprisoned, and we would live in paradise. It's that simple.
What do you think about them?
The Nazis, you mean?
Yeah.
Fuck them, they can die.
Why?
Are you seriously asking?
I am not really a fan of like fascism and racism.
Yeah, racism,
you know?
And
I think all people should be equal, so
do you disagree?
Why are we here today?
Protest, uprising of far right. I'm protesting against the hatred of another human.
Unfortunately, among the anti-fascists, the atmosphere towards us was cautious and at times almost hostile. This interview was interrupted. A concerned and assertive woman asked whether we had collaborated with the Nazis. She urged us to blur the faces of those interviewed and warned us about Nazis who dox leftist activists. The most frustrating part was that it was hard to pinpoint exactly what fueled their anger towards us.
Yeah, it's like this competition of who is the most moral.
Big Brother is watching always. I have this haircut, maybe it's part of the problem.
Based on statements from individual demonstrators alone, it's difficult to form an objective picture of the rise of the far right. We therefore contacted one of Europe's leading researchers on far-right movements. Due to his tight schedule, we were only able to conduct a brief interview.
We interpret the nationalists' shocking gestures and statements with caution. Especially younger nationalist men clearly seem to enjoy the shock value of their rhetoric.
We believe that aggressive censorship and moral policing do not only provoke resistance among young men, but also create a fascinating aura around these forbidden ideologies.
We assume that many of the Sieg Heil salutes were not simply expressions of sincere Nazism, but meant as act of provocation.
That said, we take the rise of the far right seriously. Ambiguous, irony-poisoned rhetoric has in recent years proven to be particularly effective. Even when individual statements or figures are framed as trolling, they still penetrate into the broader atmosphere.
We also noticed that many of the talking points were clearly borrowed from the United States. For anyone following Finnish public debate, issues like religion or undocumented migrants crossing the border are not particularly relevant.
We have people literally hopping over the border, not even going through customs into the country.
What does Finnish identity mean to you?
It includes my culture and my religion.
Nationalists often criticize globalism for corrupting our culture. It is ironic how clearly the imprint of the World Wide Web can be heard in their rhetoric.
Y esa farruca se muere de celos.